You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard steps in, talks about new movies coming out this weekend, and there's a couple of them, and one is a car movie.
Yes, it's a true story.
About
the rivalry between Ford and Ferrari at Le Mans in 1966. And Matt Damon plays Carroll Shelby, you know, we have the Shelby Museum right here. Who was approached by Henry Ford II and Lee Iacocca saying, look, you know, I want Ford to be in the racing game. And no one thinks of Fords back in the 60s.
Right.
You know, they're grocery getters.
Yeah.
So he has to go to the greatest racer, Ken Miles, and say, look, you know, together we're going to build in 90 days this most incredible Ford car that's going to take to Le Mans, and Ford wants us to beat Ferrari, and he wants to be there as it happens. So as the movie unfolds, not only the friendship between these two, but how they overcome all the technical advances, all the rivalries, everything, and everything you see in the movie was shot live action. There is no computer-generated effect. So when you see this race car stuff, and I'm not a car guy at all, and I was on the edge of my seat for the 2.5 hours.
Really?
Wow.
And not only is the dynamics between these two characters just absolutely just jumps off the screen, it's just there's so many memorable performances in this movie, and I really consider this maybe the best film of the year. I really do. I got a month and a half to go, but it is that good.
The other movie, I've seen the trailer. They've really been promoting this, and it looks creepy.
Yeah, it does. It does.
The Good Liar.
Yeah, you've got Ian McKellen and Helen Mirren. And Ian McKellen's a trickster. He's a confidence artist, and he knows that Helen Mirren's character has, Betty, has all this money, so it's about him and his troupe of con artists trying to take her money and befriending her and falling in love and all that. But unfortunately, when the big twist happened, it's the most unbelievable, ridiculous plot on it. So it is really embarrassing. It's unbelievable. And I
really?
Not my Helen Mirren.
No,
I love her.
I didn't like it whatsoever.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, Last Christmas.
You know, thumbs up. Especially for the music by George Michael, who I miss dearly.
Yes, I know.
The entire film is just littered with his music.
It's like kind of based around it, isn't it?
And written by Emma Thompson, right? And directed by Paul Feig, who did Bridesmaids. And so it's kind of a confusing romantic comedy, but there's a twist at the end that is the spoiler of the year. I cried for a good 5 minutes. I cried in the car on the way home.
Going to the movies.
I know.
I'm going to the movies.
I mean, I got on Facebook. I'm like, you stupid movie. You made me cry.
All right.
Yeah, but Last Christmas, you know, it's a great rom-com to go out there and
good holidays movie.
It got me, and I'm singing Last Christmas all the way home and everything. And
well, go see it, but not with Jeff. Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.